Welcome back to another episode of Daily Fortnite, your daily podcast about Fortnite. I'm your host, Mikey, aka Mike Daddy, aka Magnificent Mikey, and today you may have noticed, if you tried to play Fortnite at all, that there were some issues logging into the game. I don't know what was going on, but apparently they had some server issues. People weren't able to log in. There was a super long loading times or a queue to get into the game. They worked on it throughout the day. I want to say all in all, somewhere between... I can't remember what the official count was. Somewhere between 5 and 7 hours in total that Fortnite was down, though. As of now, Fortnite servers are back online, and things are working. Obviously, I'm logged into the game now and looking at things, and things are running smooth. I played some matches earlier today after the servers came back online, and yeah, things are doing all right. They do say we appreciate everyone's understanding as we work to resolve these issues, and we'll have more details next week on what we're doing to help make up for lost time. We know in the past they've had stuff like this come up, and they've either given people free stuff from the item shop or maybe a few hundred V-Bucks to make up for it. We'll just have to wait and see. They do say here, though, that they are working on doing something and giving us something for the, for the fact that we missed out on some time and some Winterfest time as well. Basically, though, that is the big news that was going on today. Not a lot of other news to cover other than that, but that was kind of a big deal because obviously, if you listen to this show, you are a big fan of Fortnite. You know, I don't imagine that you listen to a daily Fortnite podcast if you're not a big fan of Fortnite, and I would imagine that you play it as often as you can. And so even though that there wasn't much news, it was pretty big news because, you know, this wasn't like a scheduled event where, you know, there's going to be downtime and you have to wait for the servers to come back online. This was, they were having issues on their end and had to get things fixed so that we would be able to play again. Like I said, that's the news. Let's go ahead and take a look at the LTMs that we have going on today. I like scrolling down here to the bottom and seeing what kind of new updated stuff that we have for the week. So 365 level death run, new year 2022, infinite gun game, winter update. Hill Shook Manor Zombie Survival, Extreme Raptor Hunting Expedition, TFN Protect the City Beta XP is active, The 29 Rooms, The Sandbox, The Chichen Itza Yucatan, 500 level default death run, Drop In PvP, Constant Survival, Dungeon Prison 3 Cursed Temple Puzzle, Purple Pit Free For All, 200 level easy death run, 250 level easy death run, The Legends of Jonesy Escape, and a whole lot more to be discovered in that Discover tab. Let's take a look at some quests today. You need to destroy holiday decorations, 10 in total. And, I guess good places to go are, I noticed that you see, holiday decorations all over, the main, POIs. But, I would think that if you go to a place like, Crack Shots, a cabin less west of Logjam Lumberyard, or I'm trying to think of what else. That's the big one that I can think of. A lot of the houses and gas stations in the windows, you'll see snowflakes. I would imagine that those would count as decorations because that has been something that has worked in previous Winterfest seasons. So be on the lookout for the snowflakes that are hanging in windows or on the outside of buildings, okay? So there's that. Let's head on over to that Winterfest Lodge and see what it is that we can open up today. I think I opened up everything on, yeah, I got everything on this side of the screen. So let's go over to this side. And here we go. Let's get this one open. Big yellow one with snowflakes on it. It's perfect emoticon. Got a present, and then the rock fist comes out. So there you go. Pretty cool emoticon. Now, I do notice it still says I have one present left, but you could see if I go through the screen, I have opened everything. This is something else that Fortnite acknowledged with the issues that happened today, and in which they said, what was the response to this? That already opened all your presents, but still see one extra present left to open. Sit tight. We're working on that. So that was another thing that they put on that thread when they're having the problems with the servers. And then after the servers got back online, they said that they were aware that people, you know, even though I have all my presents open, it still says that I have one present left to open. And that is something that they are working on. All right, let's head on over to the item shop and see what it is we have in the item shop today. And today is a really good one. I already looked at it earlier, it's really good. We have all of the soccer stuff from yesterday still here. Marshmallow, Spider-Man No Way Home, Boba Fett. I watched the new book of Boba Fett show today. That just came out today, and I gotta tell you, I really liked it, and I can't wait to see where the show goes from here. So, you know, definitely, you know, Boba Fett was one of the coolest looking characters in Star Wars, right? So, you know, always cool to have the show, and cool that, you know, he's in Fortnite officially now. We have Mulfin's Locker, which includes the Surf Witch outfit, Star Power Back Bling, Deep Wave Wrap, the Few Emote, and the Hyper Glider, all for 1,600. You can get them separately. Surf Witch outfit with the Star Power Back Bling is 1,200. The Dead Wave Wrap is here for 500. The Few Emote for 200. The Hyper Glider for 500. And by the way, because I didn't mention that, if you got them all in that bundle, that's 800 V-Bucks off of the total if you had them separately. Today we have the Scorpion outfit in here for 800 V-Bucks. The Double Cross outfit with the Floral Shell Backling for 1,200. The Jitterbug emote for 500. The Flippin' Sexy emote for 500. The Renegade emote for 500. Raise the Roof emote for 200. Let's see here. And then we have this section in here that is the favorites of 2021. So all the favorite stuff from 2021 released in its own special section here. So you have Diamond Hans outfit with the Gains backbling for 1,200. The Bright Storm Bomber Bundle with Brightstorm Bomber Outfit, Gordo Backbling, and Breezy Bastard's Harvesting Tool for 1,900, 800 off the total. Brightstorm Bomber Outfit with the Gordo Backbling is 1,500. The Breezy Bastard's Harvesting Tool is 1,200. The Isabel Outfit with the Book of Spells Volume 3 Backbling and the built-in Extracurricular Lore More emote for 1,500. The Astralo Master Staff Harvesting Tool for 800. We have this Shadow Midas outfit for 1,500. This Skeletera outfit with the Sockets Backbling for 1,200. The Axe Ray Harvesting Tool for 800. We have the Toon Meowsles bundle, which has Toon Meowsles outfit, Tuna Can Backbling, 10-ton Toon Bells Harvesting Tool, the Drop-In Music. the Fantastic Cat loading screen, and the squash and stretch emote for 2,400. With that, I think that's the total in general, right? I already own all of this, if you get them separately, the Toon Meowsles outfit, the Toon Can back bling, and the squash and stretch emote, it's 1,400. The 10-ton Toon Bells Harps Tools, 800. The drop-in music is 200. And then we have the Golden Sands bundle, which has Midsummer Midas outfit, Ghost Skimboard back bling, the Gilded Shadow Harvesting Tool, Golden Black Wrap, and the Ice Cream Social loading screen, all for 2,000, which is 600 V-Bucks off of the total. Midsummer Midas outfit with the Ghost Skimboard back bling is 1,600. The Gilded Shadow Harvesting Tool is 500. The Golden Black Wrap is 500. The Beach Jewels outfit is here with the Plasmatic Gear back bling for 1,200. The Aqua Lug Harvesting Tool is 500. And that looks like everything today. Obviously, a lot of great items in here because they put all the bus stuff, most popular stuff from 2021 in here. So, that's just going to give you an awesome item shop automatically. But you can get any and all of these items using code Mikey, MMMIKIE, in the item shop. And some of the proceeds will go to help support the show. All right. That's going to go ahead and be another episode for the day. Really appreciate everybody listening. Make sure you go join the Daily Fortnite Discord and hang out with us. Follow me over on Twitch, Twitter, and YouTube. Head over to Apple Podcasts. Leave a 5-star rating and a written review for a shout out on the show. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss an episode. And until next time, have fun, be safe, and don't get lost in the storm.